Hello and welcome to episode 561 of the League Rundown. This is your 2025 LEC Spring Split Week 7 review and LTA North Split 2 Week 6 review. This episode is lovingly entitled, League is Better with Crowds. And I'm your host, Kangas, joined by two esteemed co-hosts. Up first, we have Fresh Out of the Can, and yet again introduced first, so he better be ready for it. We got Badger.
You know, I brought this up with my wife the other day about the fact that you just threw me the biggest curveball that I wasn't expecting. So, and she's like, "Wow, that's kind of shitty of him." And I'm like, "Oh no, it's fine. It happens all the time. I never am ready for it. It's okay." So
nice. It's kind of shitty
you know
of
what,
him. Man.
You know what I learned there is that your wife is a good one because she immediately went to the defense of you. So I approve. We also have joining us Mr. Mazel PL.
Hello, here to spread the LPL gospel, you know, just as is needed in this time and day.
As is also appreciated, because as we're getting closer and closer to MSI, I mean, those storylines are going to be needed more and more for all of us.
Dude,
to
there's only like a one and a half weeks of games left. It's crazy.
That's actually what?
No, actually, wait, not even. There's it's literally 8 days of games left.
Ooh, so y'all get a big break then? Because
No. Because you're forgetting the format, Kangas. We have what is called a playoff play-in. It's a mini playoff tournament to get into the playoffs.
Oh my God! God save you!
More games.
You know, let's just cover that because it's LPL update time. So what's going on then? Outside of when are we wrapping up? What's currently happening, and then what does that transition look like for what's coming next?
All right. So we finish on the 22nd of May. So next Thursday. After that, we will transition into the playoff play-in, where the top two teams from Group Nirvana will face off against the bottom six teams in Group Ascend in best of threes, Fearless, to get the final, eight slots available in the playoffs.
So top teams from Group Ascend auto qualify in.
So there are four top teams that will auto qualify. We already have two of them locked in, and they will have buys because it's the same playoff format as normal. So top two will be all the way at the very round four or five. Then the third and fourth will be in the round before that. But then there's two or three rounds before that with everybody else thrown in there.
Interesting. Okay.
This is cool. So wild to look at, honestly. I get lost anytime I look at this bracket right now.
I lied. It was best of fives for the qualification. We did best of threes for the first couple last split, but it is best of five. So we are automatically getting to best of fives. And like I said, it'll be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Is it 12 teams actually? Hold on, let me make sure. Yeah, it is 12 teams. I lied. I'm so crazy. Hey. I thought it was 10. So it's 12 teams that make it all the way through and then go through the playoff spot. Obviously, the eight from the playoff play-in and then the four from the already secured spots. Right now, as we speak, it is Top Esports and AL already securing two of the top four slots.
It's wild to me, honestly.
Yeah.
Remember when I was joking last year about TSM being like the one that's going to purchase anyone's legend as a joke, and now they're a top four
and then
team
they
in the LPL
money. It's crazy what money will do for you.
It's crazy.
We are done with Group Nirvana. We've been done with Group Nirvana for almost a week, which means that LGD and Edward Gaming, who are the two teams that will be joining the playoff play-in, are going to have a lot of time to sit and wait until that starts off, until they get into those best of fives. LNG and Ultra Prime, they are safe for split three. They will be returning. RNG and OMG are done. They will not be playing anymore in 2025. The rumor has it RNG might also be done for eternity.
Oof.
With things really bubbling up from the LPL side of things, a lot of official sanctions going in onto the team, and they have to figure out what they're going to do for the rest of this year to try to make money to pay their rosters. So that would be a really big heartbreak. RNG, obviously one of the perennial giants for so many years in the LPL. It's sad. Thunder Talk Gaming, going back to the Group Ascend side of things, they are the team that's kind of locked in that bottom six, so we will be seeing them in the playoff play-in. Besides that, though, a little bit of checkup on teams. Weibo Gaming is having an absolutely catastrophic fall. They're on five losses in a row. The team is just not functioning well together. They're right there with Team WE in seventh and eighth place, where WE is now on a four-loss streak. Invictus Gaming, they're starting to fire it up a little bit. They're three wins in a row now as well over top tier teams. They're 50% win rate, 20-20 in games played. JDG looking really good. The biggest news, though, is that Bilibili Gaming, the rumor of their downfall, is no longer on a six win streak since they brought in Beichuan to replace Wei. They have been undefeatable. And now they're looking to secure one of those top four slots here in the end, when they were one of the teams that was struggling in that middle half of the pack going into the second round robin.
Nice. All right, good for them. That's cool. Well, sounds like bid farewell to two legacy orgs for the rest of the year. Wish them luck, man. That sucks to try.
I don't even understand. I talked about it on cast. Like, I don't even know what you do. Like, right? What? First of all, what do you do as players? But what do you do as an org? Like,
I don't know. Hell? Yeah, that's awful. Because, like, even some like, the other international tournaments, like, let's take Red Bull, for example. It's not like you can just go. Like, you
bitch. Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah.
So, it's like, even some of the third-party tournament opportunities aren't necessarily available to you. So, that's going to be tough to see. Hopefully, we don't lose another legacy org. If we enter a year that has no CLG, TSM, freaking Misfits. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an I guess Origin. It'd be
of all the teams to choose. Misfits.
No RNG. Like, oh my god, 2016 me would have been sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles. All right. That's LPL. Also, again, shout out. Make sure that you are following the LPL on socials. The unofficial English broadcast has been doing a great job. Benzel's been doing a lot of work for them as well. So not just casting, but also doing a lot of the admin stuff behind the scenes.
Oh, God. Admin stuff sucks. Don't ever do it.
Imagine,
it's so bad.
I can only imagine. So shout out to you. Go follow LPL underscore English for the socials. And then it's just LPL English for Twitch. Or do I have that reversed?
I believe you have it correct, because we are not LPL English on Twitter. But we are LPL underscore English on Twitch.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Go follow on Twitch.
We have a Flandre interview coming out soon.
Oh, hell yeah. That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah. It was really good.
That's LPL, though. So, Badger, do you have any fun stuff going on in LCK that you've been paying attention to? Anything to update our audience on?
Trying to think. Genji, Hanwha, already locked for playoffs. I mean, it's kind of grim in the middle of the pack of the LCK right now. It's a rock fight at this point. But Genji is 12-0 with a 24-3 game score. Hanwha's 11-1 with a 22-5 game score. T1 is still holding third place, 8-4 with 19-10.
Nongshim defeated in series. Like,
what's that?
They haven't dropped a series. I'm pretty sure I remember reading somewhere like Genji are undefeated in series. Is
that correct? They're undefeated in series, and Hanwha has not lost since the first series of the split when they played Genji. So they're on a collision course here next week on Wednesday at 4 a.m. East Coast time, 1 a.m. Pacific time, just for you. But we get Genji Hanwha round two as both teams' second to last match of the group stage. But if playoffs started tomorrow, it'd be KT Rolster versus D plus Kia in the 5th-6th game, and then the winner of that would play Nongshim, and then the winner of that would play T1, and the winner of that would play Hanwha, and the winner of that would play Genji, because, you know, we're back to gauntlets, baby.
Wow.
We're in a gauntlet already.
Dude, I love some gauntlets.
Actually, it's one versus... It would be... Because we're doing two teams at MSI. So Genji and Hanwha would play for the one slot, and then the loser of that would be the gauntlet boss. But that's not until, like, end of or middle of June when we figure that out, like who's going to be that team. So
Yeah, MSI itself is just happening so late to my normal like brain processing it. But it's still crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody on Twitter was talking about how it's usually during Eurovision, so they watch like the MSI into Eurovision. Yeah. And it's like completely offset.
Yep. I mean, it usually be happening around now. Right now. Right?
Yeah, yeah, it should be. It's usually middle of May to end of May is when it's going on. So yeah, no, like the whole first stand. Yeah, I finally said it right. Let's go.
You got it. Let's go.
I did it. Only took like 2 months after the tournament for me to say it right. yeah, it feels weird with like first stand being in the calendar. Everything is just messed up for the rest of the year at this point. And I mean, when is Worlds technically? Is it still October?
Yeah, it should still be October, November.
Okay. It moved back like a week or something like that. Yeah, okay. I remember being slightly later, but not crazy later. But yeah, it did affect as well. Yeah, all right, cool. Well, thank you for the update, guys, on what's happening around the globe. We're going to get into our LEC and LTA stuff here shortly. But before that, we actually did have a bit of roster news, technically. Because Badger, not all the LEC teams had their starting rosters this past weekend.
Yeah, so Junghoon, player formerly known as Junghoon, now known as Execute, the support for Rogue, went Rogue. And got himself suspended for the last game of the season, which forced Trick, old jungler Trick, to come out of retirement, and Maorong to play support for Rogue in their final match against Mkoi. And if you're wondering what Execute did, he put out a statement, and I'm just going to read this one paragraph, and this will sum it up entirely. quote, recently during a solo queue game, I typed, quote, take your life, close quote, in chat out of frustration. In Korean, a similar phrase is used to mean, quote, focus on your life, close quote, implying that someone should mind their own business. However, I misunderstood the English meaning of the phrase, and now I realize it can be interpreted in a very serious and harmful way, something I did not absolutely intend.
Man, I hate when that happens. Every
I hate just being like, damn, take your life, and then them being like, oh, what? And then it's like, whoa, I mean to focus on your own life. Like,
yeah, they always take it out of context. They never like listen to the other things.
It's literally the next iteration of whatever happened. Like,
I just abbreviated. Keep yourself safe. What are you doing? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
gosh,
it is. That it's pretty egregious. It's pretty rough.
It's pretty bad.
But
it didn't really change anything. Let's be honest.
It didn't matter.
Like
they were knocked out, right? Like they didn't have a shot of making it anyway. Maybe there was like a 1% chance if like everybody else lost, but I'm pretty sure even going into the weekend they knew that they could not make it into playoffs.
No, they were mathematically eliminated going into the weekend.
Yeah. But shout out to Trick, you know, the old G2 jungler.
Oh.
kind of crazy there. That was the only roster news that we had from this past weekend. I haven't seen any, even though we do have four teams already eliminated from the LEC playoff picture, I haven't yet seen anybody making drastic moves. That might have changed by the time that this episode actually airs, so make sure to let us know if we are no longer up to date on that. But before we get into everything else, also shout out to everybody doing LTA Fantasy in the community. We have updated top three polls. Pacific takes first place with 687 points. Apollo in second place with 685. And look who's back on the podium, baby. It's me at 667. I had a great week. Weekend.
Tune your own horn there, huh?
I'm tooting my own horn. Hell yeah. Look, man, I was first place for the first couple of weeks, and tanking last week made me a little depressive espresso. So I am very happy to be back, at least in the top three. But shout out to everybody for playing. Shout out to everybody in the community, and make sure if you have not yet joined, check out our community Discord. Link is in the description wherever you are listening. And you also can support the podcast if you want through our Patreon or through our merch shop. Links are also in the description. Okay, let's get into it, guys. We have two different regions to cover, and we're going to start off with the region that doesn't have games coming up this next weekend. LEC wrapped up the regular split and now are preparing for playoffs coming, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. So we'll have a little breathing room here. But also, we have something fun to talk about because, Badger, we were back on the road. And actually, I don't know why I said you
on
to talk about
again.
That.
Can't wait to get back on the road again. Is that what we're saying? Yeah,
No, no, I was actually going to set up, like, where did we go? And I know Mazel's the Frenchman on the broadcast. So, Mazel, where did we go on this road trip?
Au Paris!
Whoa!
C'était trop bien!
That's crazy. Really, really cool. We set it up last week on the pod. How much potential this has to be like just a beautiful moment for our community, even if you're not an EU, even if you're not French or they're live, just like being able to watch and hear that kind of crowd. And oh my God, did that crowd deliver? Mazel, do you feel like you were disappointed by any stretch that the roof was still intact? Because last week you said there was a high chance the roof would not
exist. Think Kometo would have been very sad that he spent all that money and a roof just collapsed after he got a bunch of fans in there. No, I was not upset. I think it was I didn't catch all the games, but the ones I did catch, I mean, it felt electric.
It was absolutely electric, not just for the KC games. Like, they were making noise for everybody. Obviously, KC was the favorites.
Yeah.
But they definitely brought it for everybody involved. That KC Vitality game especially was just, man, they were making noise. It was so cool that they had like a whole section. So the way that the arena was laid out, if you didn't see any of like the footage of the crowd, there's like different rows that you can sit in, right? Or kind of columns more, and then a bunch of rows occupying that column. And one of them in the dead center was just called the Blue Wall. And they had a big sign in front of it. And everybody in there were clearly the super fans. Everyone was wearing blue. So it literally looked like a blue wall in the middle of the arena, which was so fucking cool. Sick. And that crowd, that like group specifically just never stopped making noise, which was awesome. But Badger, what'd you think about overall the games? Which games kind of stood out to you? Which series do you think were the must watch from the weekend from your perspective?
I mean, the obvious answer at this point is movie star Koi versus Rogue, because we got to see Ma Rong play some. But no, it's G2 versus Carbine Core. I mean, this is the series that when they said, hey, we're going on the road, we're going to France, K Core is going to play G2 week 7, day 2. Like, everyone's like, oh yeah, that's going to be the good series. Like, we've had this on the calendar for so long at this point, and quite frankly, it lived up to the expectations. This was,
oh, for sure.
This was such a great series. It was back and forth. G2 coming out in game one and just punching them in the mouth and saying, we're on your home turf, but this is our region, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Just Skeemon and Hans had a great game. Caps Galio is kind of scary. I mean, Galio in general is a scary
team too. Yeah, he got the counterpick into the Silas, which is never fun, man.
No, like, it's not. It's,
but KC never stopped fighting. Even in that game one, they were like giga behind. They kept fighting G2 through it all. And then, I don't know, they put something in their water for that game too also, because Kalis Ezreal, holy shit, dude. This kid is
good.
That
kid is so good.
Play mid where he's like, I think it's when he gets, it might be his first couple of kills. I don't remember exactly when in the game it was. But basically, he does one of the few moments where you arcane shift forward to turn a play, because it was like a 1-for-1, but then he turns it to a 3-for-1 because he just decides to go psycho mode. It was like, that's what you want to see, baby. Let's go. And yeah, G2 just were not ready for the Kalis special, which kind of kept going for the rest of the series too. It was awesome.
Got the momentum, rode it into game three, and just everybody was just had a great standout performance on that team for game three, and took care of business at home. Crowd was going crazy, man. I wish we did road shows in NA, but at the same time, just given how NA crowds are sometimes, it could be disappointing. So
yeah, you never know. You never know. The big takeaway that I had from this series in particular is that KC, they look like the better team in fearless drafting over G2. I think G2, pure mechanics in a game one, can still beat pretty much pound for pound KC. Like, even Hansama on the right matchup can answer Kalist. But later in the series, like especially that game three, I look at G2's comp and I'm shaking my head. Like, what the hell are we doing? Warwick, Mundo, Yone, Kalista, Rell. Sure, they all go the same direction, which is forward, but they just don't have a lot of damage, and like they don't have that many tools to protect Broken Blade in a side lane, which he just kept dying over and over and over again. So concerned about G2's prospects as we get into best of fives, because that's what's going to be ahead of them. I'll do a quick kind of synopsis of the rest of the weekend, because that really was the marquee matchup.
Yeah.
Vitality also stood out a little bit to me. They had a quick win over SK, and they also pushed KC, so Vitality getting some of that home French buff as well. And I think that it's cool to see that, like, Niski is slotting into the roster and into the role of support way better and way faster than I gave him credit for, man. Like,
yeah,
he actually
I think this was just a really good week. I mean, Karzy and Niski just had a really good weekend overall, I would say. So it's something that I didn't expect. I thought, oh, Niski's going to come in, this team's going to crash and burn, they're going to miss playoffs, but we'll talk about it. Actually, no, they don't make playoffs. Just kidding. Ha ha, funny. Just kidding.
It's rough that they don't, but yeah. I still think that it was a good look for them at the very end. Of just basically a defiant, like, hey, we can still win games, and especially pushing KC, because they're actually just pissed at Giant X for having their upset. I don't know if we can really call it upset, Giant X beating Team Heretics, but like, if Team Heretics had won their series on Monday, which we all predicted them to, then Vitality would have made it in, or if Vitality could have taken that second game off of KC over this weekend. So their destiny was in their own hands. Then they even had a reason to, you know, stick around on Monday. It was just heartbreaking that Monday GX closed it out. That's just rude, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even feel like GX looks that good. I mean, neither does Team Heretics, so I guess that's the the takeaway there, is that both these teams are not going to do a lot of damage in playoffs. But that, I think GX making it is the big surprise for LEC overall, because I just had no expectation for these guys with Yzma coming on. If you remember, the big story here was this is the team that, like, ended up with Yzma after everyone else was playing hot potato with him. GX was like, okay, fine, we lost closer, we'll take him. And they were able to sneak in. So Gyoto does it again, baby. Let's go. Coach
Death
Gyoto
taxes
for the win.
And, you know,
and Gyoto sneaking into playoffs.
Yeah.
It's a classic saying. Everyone in Europe always says that one.
Mm-hmm.
But that will leave the top standings from spring. Mazel, do you have the doc in front of you? You want to give me the rundown of the teams in the upper bracket and then the teams in the lower bracket that we can still expect over the coming weeks?
All righty. Do you want both the standings and the bracket, or just the bracket?
Just give me the standings, and then
the
then we'll
standings.
Come to the
bracket. Oh boy, we got Carmine Corp at 8-1 in first place. You got Fnatic at 7-2. In second place, got Movie Star Koi.
Boop, boop.
6-3, third
place.
That's
our boy Jojo.
Jojo. G2 Esports at fourth place, 5-4. Giant X, 4-5 at fifth place. Another 4-5 team in Team Heretics in sixth place. And out of the running, Team Vitality in seventh place, 4-5. I know they're really disappointed about their split performance. Team BDS at eighth place at 3-6. And SK Gaming, 2-7, right there with them. Rogue, 2-7, 9th and 10th place. In the bracket, the fun part. In the upper bracket, we got KC versus Movie Star Koi in the first best of five, round one. That'll be a lot of fun. Fnatic versus G2 in the next one. So a lot of the rivalries and stuff coming to a head in the first round. Then in the loser's bracket, Giant X and Team Heretics await.
There it is. And reminder that KC getting first seed got to pick their opponent. And another reason that Team Heretics was able to sneak in down there at the bottom was that the tiebreaker scenario that happened, they actually were able to get that win over Team Vitality as well. So they earned that spot in there fair and square. But we'll see how long GX and Team Heretics can hang on, because I'll just say at the top four, strength in LEC is significantly higher than the rest of the league. And I do expect KC and G2. I don't even know if I can say G2. The top half is stacked, guys. Like, yes, KC got to pick their opponent, but they picked Koi, and Koi can still do damage. And then Badger, we got Fnatic G2 in round one of upper bracket playoffs.
That's a weird thing to think about. Normally we get, is this the earliest Fnatic G2? It feels like it has to be the earliest Fnatic G2 we've gotten in playoffs at this point.
I've never seen it before, yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least I don't remember. I don't remember ever seeing it.
I can't remember either. It's, I mean,
hey, they're spoiling us early. Let's put it that way.
Maybe this isn't a one-team region after all. Who knows?
I think we'll see. We're definitely past that point until G2 wins again somehow, and then, yep, mm-hmm. we're right back at it. But, hey, it must be nice to be a region to send two teams to MSI, as both finalists will be making it there. But a reminder that LEC playoffs will return May 24th, so we will have one weekend open, 17th and 18th. You will get a break from LEC, and then it'll come back the 24th and the 25th. So, and I believe you.
Yeah.
Maybe the 26th. I don't remember if playoffs is that same three-day schedule. I don't think it is. I actually think the playoffs just goes to the two-day schedule. So, yeah. Yeah, thank you. I did notice that. Did not go over my head. But that's it for LEC and Europe. We'll have more to talk about our expectations for playoffs on next week's episode. But that means we have a little bit more time to talk about LTA North. What kind of party is it, Mazzell?
LTAN party, baby.
It's an LTAN party, baby. There we go. We had four series happen this past weekend. We got four more series ahead of us because we are just wrapped up our group stage, and now we are doing the cross-group play this coming weekend before playoffs start the following weekend. There is no break for the North. It'll start the same weekend as LEC playoffs. So at least we're syncing up. No more long titles of each episode because we're a different weeks.
I'm gonna miss it.
I'm not. I can tell you that right now. I'm gonna be happy to say LEC and LTA North split two playoffs. To end the group stage, this was the final round robin here in our each little groups. And Mazzell, talk to me about the weekend's games. What were some of your favorites to watch? What were some of your favorite series?
Even if it was a 2-0, I gotta say C9TL was very interesting.
Yeah.
I think absolutely should watch. And funnily enough, that was on the first day. My second game to watch is also on the first day because Shopify Rebellion, baby.
God damn it, they did it.
It took down 100 Thieves 2-1. It was a banger.
Wild. You know, it's really not helping my argument that 100 Thieves is the number one team.
Yep, not helping. Not helping. The other games that we had on the day or the weekend, Sunday, FlyQuest took a 2-0 over Dig, which was interesting. And Lion took 2-0 over DSG. Even if I had DSG in my hopes and dreams, it didn't matter.
Yeah, do we want to talk about your predictions overall, Mazzell?
Shut up. Don't worry about it. No.
That's beside the point.
Not the way you want it.
I got one, baby.
You got the. It was FlyQuest.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, you are.
I definitely echo the sentiment, though. C9TL was the best series of the weekend. That game, too, was bullshit, though. God damn it. C9 just, they are strongest when they're under their Nexus turrets. I do not understand why they're able to pull off these back-to-back comebacks. First, it was Lion. Then it was TL. They didn't hear no bell, I guess. Something like that. But yeah, I think TL did look way better than I expected them to. I actually thought C9 was going to 2-0 this, but clean 2-0. TL did push them very, very hard. And again, Mazzell, Umpty's coming back, baby. Right when they sign Yuji and make it official, Umpty starts chaining together.
Because that's what happens. You know your job's in trouble. You're no longer just sitting there eating grapes and hanging out.
Is that what he was doing before?
Yep.
Do we have confirmation?
Yep. I was there.
Something like that.
I mean, it's good. I still am hesitant to say Umpty's back, baby, but he's getting there. And the biggest problem is I don't think his time is long for this TL squad. So I don't know.
Yeah, he at least doesn't feel like a liability anymore.
And yeah, instead, yeah. Like, impacts the liability.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? It's like now that shows even more is the fact that we can really notice Impact's mistakes that he's making. For example, the York gameplay. Oh, no. I remember just hearing Azale go in on that, that he's like overgrouping, he's down, almost getting flame horizoned as Yorick when you're supposed to be this perma split pusher. When he's summoning the ult, he's like doing it in the incorrect location. Then he's throwing out E while he's running away, which was going to trigger the maiden to then go hit that person, which means that they can just kill the maiden and then it's not going to be up for another 2 minutes. So then you're useless in the side lane. So it's just like all these little things that I know we're not going well for Impact on that pick in particular, and it really just does feel like he's behind the meta, he's behind the plays, and he's behind the competition. Like, the top laners in the North are making Impact's job very, very difficult right now. So
true.
Yeah, we'll see if he's able to turn it around. But as things shake out there in the groups, we'll talk about Sunday's games after, but Badger, give me the rundown. How did Group A standings shake out?
The standings in Group A go as follows. It's Cloud9, 3-0. Yep. Took care of TL. TL is second. They're 2-1 with a 4-2 score. Lion is third seed, 1-2. Probably got themselves a favorable matchup going into the next weekend, and then disguised as 0-3 with the 0-6 game score, but that did. Yeah.
Yet to pick up a game. That's yet to pick up a
game.
And while we're at it, how's Group B shaking out here?
Group B, at the top of the table, 3-0, FlyQuest as expected. Second seed from the group is, hold on, let me make sure my glasses are right on for this one.
This can't be correct.
Shopify Rebellion?
What?
Let's go.
With their win that they had last weekend over the 100 Thieves, they have officially got them into the third place seeding match against TL, which means they've officially made it to playoffs. And then
upper bracket of playoffs.
Yeah. Impressive. Who am I kidding? It's upper bracket. That's kind of nuts for them, actually. And then bringing up the rear, 100 Thieves in third place, and then Dignitas in fourth.
Yep. And the reason it shook out that way is because all three of Shopify, 100 Thieves, and Dignitas were tied at a 1-2 series score, all taking series off of each other. But Shopify Rebellion, importantly, picked up a game against FlyQuest. 100 Thieves was not able to do that. So even though 100 Thieves had less losses, they're 3-4. Shopify Rebellion are 4-5, which is statistically better and also just more wins, which is what would have mattered, I believe, anyway. So,
yeah, in a lot more wins. Let's go.
Yeah. Yep.
A whole percentage point above them in game score. Hell yeah. So a Shopify Rebellion taking it, I've said this multiple times, they're kind of the dark horse of the league, in my opinion. I thought that more in Split 1 than Split 2, but it still held true in Split 2 that if this roster, if every player plays at their peak that they've ever played, they should be one of, if not the best team in the league. Like, if we actually had Prime Fudge, Prime Contracts that's not coin flipping, Prime Palafox, like Prime B-Boy when he had that first all-pro split when he first came in here, and even like Prime Seos, I don't know as much about him as a Brazilian player, but from what I hear, he's the GOAT of Brazil. Like, yeah, this team should be able to do damage, and they were always getting close. And now they finally snuck their way in to guaranteeing a playoff position, an upper bracket position, and now they're leaving 100 Thieves in an awkward position where their playoff lives are not guaranteed, even if they are expected. Because that will all lead into the following weekend of games. We do have games this coming weekend for the North, so let's talk about them. Up first, C9 versus Fly, because the way it works is the number one team from each group goes against each other. The winner of that determines which opponent they have for first round of playoffs, which is a funny way of saying that the second place matchup does not fucking matter.
Yes.
And it's kind of funny that we're even doing it. The only way it matters, and again, the reason it doesn't, because second place matchup is to see third and fourth seed. But if the winner of Fly C9 determines who they play anyways, doesn't really matter until in the lower bracket, let's imagine third and fourth seed matched against each other, third seed gets side select. There you go, baby. Team Liquid and Shopify are playing for side select if they rematch in the lower bracket specifically. God, that's so funny. This is such a weird format. But then we also have elimination matches happening as well. So we're going to have one of the upper bracket matches and then one of the elimination matches happening each day. It starts off with C9 versus Fly. We all have C9 taking that except for Mizell, who actually has FlyQuest with a 2-1. So
yeah, I do.
Still back in the boys in green.
Hell yeah.
Do you think that there's any big reason for it? Because I believe C9... Actually, I don't know who gets side selection in this. My thought process was C9 because they were the first seed going into groups, but now we technically reseeded. What are the big reasons why you think FlyQuest can take this one over C9 in general?
I just think overall it's going to be a lot about what the meta is leaning out to, and I do, even though we've been seeing some really good performances from C9, I think FlyQuest will have a better handle on the meta setup as well. Best of five.
Yeah, it's a best of fives. Or sorry, no, yeah, best of threes this coming weekend. Best of fives once playoff starts. Sorry, I missed
that. Yeah, okay, that's what I figured. Yeah, yeah.
But it is on the new patch, which is important to think about, that specifically mages, very different with the itemization changes. So I know Quad does like mages. Loki maybe has shown a little more flexibility there, but I think top lane... we'll be happy. And also, with Nefiri nerfs, that should be a hit to Umpty's champ pool more so than Inspired. So I can see a world where FlyQuest take this. I still just think that the way Thanatos was able to crush Bwipo last time around, I still am getting flashbacks to. I think C9 can win through top lane fairly, maybe not easily, but like it's a way for them to win. So
yeah, yeah.
That's why I got C9 taking it 2-1. As Badger, I don't know if the audience is hearing, is maybe dying of coughing.
Yeah, I'm good now. I just
okay.
Had a little bit of a fit there. We're alive, I promise.
Well, I appreciate you coming back to join us here. Next up, we have Lion versus Dignitas. This is the first of two elimination matches this weekend. The loser of this, their split two ends. They will not play a game of League of Legends for about 3 months?
2 months, probably.
Because it's going to be in like late July, maybe even August, when Split 3 starts. I don't know if that's been like official, but I'm just thinking like timeline of when MSI
ends. It should be early July.
No, because MSI is early July, and then there's EWC, and then the next split would start. So it wouldn't be until at least like the third weekend or fourth weekend of July. That would be the earliest it would start. Either way, it's a long break, at least a 2 month break for the team that loses here. So, I have Lion, Badger has Lion, Mizell has Dignitas. So still sticking with Dig. What's your reasoning there, Mizell?
Big Dig. No, I just want to be a little bit contrasting. I also don't have a lot of faith in Lion, but I'm just hoping that the Dig boys show up. I definitely think it's not in their favor.
Yeah, I think that the tough thing about Dig is that, yes, they beat Shopify Rebellion, but Shopify Rebellion also in that series kind of beat themselves. So it's tough to get super excited when Dig, like, when I look at this team, it's basically the Shaden show. Like, if Shaden gets ahead, they look really good. But if Shaden has to, like, help out a laner that's losing hard or, like, gets invaded and put behind, the team looks much worse. So I think that Lion is a team where they're specifically mid and bot lane will have advantages, and also Audilan, he can match Shaden in gank pressure and can kind of be a thorn in his side, stopping him from getting a big impact in the game anyway. So that's why I have Lion with a 2-1. But again, loser goes home. It's going to be tough to see either way. I'm casting both of the elimination matches this coming weekend, so I'm going to be doing my homework for those ones. Then on Sunday, we have Team Liquid versus Shopify Rebellion. We all are in agreement. TL2-0, Badger. Why do you think Team Liquid 2-0 this one and there's no chance for Shopify?
If they don't 2-0 this one, they just need to sub Umpty out at this point. Like, it's getting to that point. The patience is wearing thin with the team. I think the community is ready to see them succeed. It's just... Especially against a Shopify team that we kind of know.
They just beat 100 Thieves. Thieves.
I know. Well, how good is 100 Thieves? It's just like, how good is 100 Thieves? How, I don't know.
They not only did Shopify beat 100 Thieves, Contracts has now tied Xsmithy for all-time Smite steals at 18. That was exciting to see.
That's wild. That's
kind of wild to think about, right? But also, Contracts has been playing for a long time, like 2016.
Random aside, just because I'm LPL pilled. Did you see that Mako hit 10,000 assists?
Yes.
That's a lot of assists. Number one in the world.
Yeah. Number one in the world by like a fucking country mile.
Didn't he also have like a really int Blitzcrank game where he like died 12 times or something?
Nope. Listen.
No?
That, if you're thinking of On in finals last year, maybe. He went 0-9 on Bard.
I had heard about a Blitzcrank game in LPL. Maybe it must not have been him. Either way, Shopify Contracts, cool stat for him. And also, I think Fudge has really been coming back. I was a Fudge hater, baby. I don't know why I'm so excited about that. I was a Fudge non-believer. There was that one weekend where he like Seraphs is twice just for nothing, and then he's just like dying perma in side lanes. But then the moment that he has to match up against Blippo last weekend, we had a really cool quote from him because it was pretty public knowledge. People were talking about, pros were talking about, we were talking about it on content for the show that FlyQuest's coach had a list of like the worst players in the league, the worst three at least, and Fudge was on that list. And Blippo was talking about it publicly. We asked Fudge his thoughts on it because we were like, dude, Blippo's just saying this stuff like in our content and on his stream about you. Like, what do you think about that? And going into the match, he was like, well, honestly, it takes away all the nerves because like now nothing I do is going to change or like make him think any worse of me or anybody think any worse of me.
Right.
Because he already thinks I'm the worst top laner. So like at this point, I just play my game. And then he fucking bodied Blippo in lane. And now he just bodied Sniper as well. Like Fudge actually kind of is the standout player. Crazy to think about on Shopify Rebellion over the last two weekends. So.
Yep.
But all that said, I still think Team Liquid 2.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was just trying to hype up Shopify a little bit.
You gotta sell the people on the series. So
yes, I think that Shopify are a really strong argument. They're the fourth best team though, and they are against, in my opinion, the third best team here. I mean, no surprise based on the seeding. That's how this is supposed to work. So if they can manage a win versus TL, awesome. But even if they don't, I still think that they can do a lot of damage in the lower bracket, regardless. So, But, I mean, not even that they were going to be in the lower bracket. They're going to be in the upper bracket for the first win. God, it's confusing. I've been staring at, like, the informational sheets for the last 2 weeks, and I still am getting stuff wrong. But next up after Team Liquid Shopify Rebellion is the other elimination match of the weekend, meaning we will say goodbye to one of these two teams, 100 Thieves versus Disguised. And as much as we love them, and I'm a big fan of, you know, the streamer and the way the team vibes, I understand why
unanimously
this entire cast would say with our chests fully confidently 100
DSG.
Wait, what?
Yeah, baby.
What?
Oh. Wait, that's not what you're talking about?
That's crazy.
I thought you were talking about the washed 100 Thieves.
That's crazy. All right.
Wow.
Washed 100 Thieves.
Washed
100 Thieves. Is that what you want, DSG? Are you just really dead on the Thieves right now?
I just really want DSG to win. Yeah, I know this like actually has big implications. I just want them to win. It's not that big of implications, but
what's crazy about this matchup in particular is that it was pretty public information. We talked about it on the podcast. It was like brought up in different other interviews and news outlets that 100 Thieves' spot is not necessarily the same as all the other franchised teams. They are like they kind of took the buyout, but are still holding the position until Riot can find somebody else to come and take it. And Riot has not found somebody else to come and take the spot. So 100 Thieves are still in the league, but they aren't of like the same franchise ownership status as the other teams that have bought in. So it's a weird matchup because like one of these teams is the guest spot. The other one is like the quasi guest, if you want to like think about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much that affects the motivation of the 100 Thieves players. I imagine that they just don't think about that and they're just focused on playing the game. But the DSG players, I can tell you right now, they definitely think about it. I got a chance to hang out and watch their scrims last week ahead of the matches. And this team wants to improve so bad, dude. Like, especially Abadaga. That's the one that really stood out to me, is the mid laner. For how much we clown on him and be like, why did he even, like, come back? His whole motivation for coming back was like, well, first off, I knew I wanted to play tier one, so that was the top priority. I'd much rather play tier one in NA than tier two in EU, and it gives me an opportunity now, uniquely in NA, to prove that I've gotten better since the last time I was here, because he feels like he didn't get his flowers for how much he was doing on the team. But also, to his own admission, he was like, but I also realized that I wasn't doing as much as I could have been doing for that 100 Thieves that won a split, made two more finals afterwards. So he wants to show he's gotten better. I don't think he's done that, but the motivation is definitely there. So going to be a fun match no matter what. I got 100 Thieves 2-0, though. Badger has it 2-1. Mizell, the non-believer in the Thieves, with Disguise 2-1.
Imagine a world.
SMH my head.
Imagine all the
No, it's actually
people.
SMH stands for shaking my head. So you don't
I know,
have
that's
to say
the
my
joke.
Head afterwards.
But that's the joke.
It does make sense because you're just saying my head.
Shaking my head, my head. It's like rested pepperonis. Rest in peace, in peace.
No, but that also.
I'm just subtly singing John Lennon over here. No big deal.
So. All right, you know what? If we. How about this? How about this, Badger? If the audience could leave a review that had as many stars as Awkward Seconds in that bit we just did, how many do you think that would be?
That would be 5 stars, obviously.
That'd be 5 stars.
It'd be more than 5 stars, honestly. Yeah. But
it'd be way more than 5 stars.
Well, if you could leave us a review on the podcast. Also, if it helps you leave the review, I do know what SMH my head means. I was being facetious.
I knew it.
Yeah, but it does help us get noticed as well if you do leave a review. Thumbs up, whatever the option is at the listening medium of your choice. Yep. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on for another week of League Rundown. Again, this coming weekend, we only have LTA North to cover. We will not have LEC games happening. And with that said, if there's one thing that you want to take away from this episode, that I hope you take away from this episode, it's that we love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.